Aleisho, Chelek Beis, Shin Nun Tes, the third chapter entitled Kiryas Shema. The introduction. Ha'ived Hagadil, the great Ived Hashem, Kedesh Elyon Harambam, Madrich Hoysanu Ba'avida, he guides us in Avida, Varvin Samek Vidvarav. So here's a paragraph from Moire Nivuchim, Chelek Gimel Perek Nun Aleph. The Rambam writes, Veda Shema'aseh Avides Eilu Kulam. All of these acts, the mitzvoyes that you do, like learning Torah and Tefillah and the other mitzvahs. Their only purpose is lehislamed ulisasek b'mitzvahs Hashem Yisborach, to be involved in the mitzvahs, ulipanois miskei olam, and to do those mitzvahs while not being distracted by one's involvement in the world. As if you are involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His presence, and completely undistracted by anything else at the time. That's the purpose. Aval, in contrast, if you daven lip service, you stand facing the wall, but all the time, while mumbling the words, really, your mind is racing through your business affairs. Or, similarly, you read, you study, and your tongue is articulating the words. However, but your heart is really busy with what's going on at home and all sorts of affairs over there, renovations. Without analyzing, without thinking, or any other mitzvah that one does with one's organs, like a person's digging a ditch in the ground or chopping wood. It's mechanical. Without analyzing, it's mechanically, you take the axe and time after time you hit the wood, and without analyzing. So without thinking about who commanded this act, without trying to ponder the purpose of what one is doing, under these conditions, don't think that you've reached the end goal. Rather, you'll be close to those about whom it is said. The Navi speaks about Bnei Israel here. The Navi says he's speaking to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, you are close to the mouths and very distant from the innards. Umikan atchil hayshirecha, says Rambam. From here I'll begin to guide you. Nadrich oisecha el techunas hayergel valimud. Teach you in achieving these great aims. Achitagel atachlis azaz gdolat. Until you reach this wonderful objective. Techilas ma shetetchilas is. The beginning. Lesson number one of the Rambam is shetefane machshavticha mikol davar keshetikar geas shema v'tispalel. To clear one's thoughts of everything when one is reciting shema and davening. Not all of it. V'lo yaspik lecha min hakavana befasuk rishoin o batefila bivracha rishona. Says Rambam, it's sufficient to have kavana in the first pasuk of kriyas shema and the first bracha of the amida. That's the objective initially. When you become accustomed to this and it becomes strong, it becomes a powerful part of you for many years, then you can apply this to whatever you're learning. Then you can apply it to everything else. The author says, "Hare Rambam nesenalu shanim rabois leislamed befasuk yishon shel kiyas shema." The Rambam says it can take many years of training oneself to clear one's mind completely in the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema, to have the correct thoughts. Ha'imed adayin b'chutz yispale, one who's still on the outside, will be amazed. Eich shayach leislamed zman kuyirav b'fasuk ben shesh milim. How is it shayach to train and practice for such a long time, for years, over a phrase that contains six words? Even if that phrase's objective is Kabbalas Ol Machus Shamayim. However, somebody who's accustomed to Avodah, who's done much of what we've spoken about in this volume, יודע כמה קשה הוא להגיע לקיום אמיתי של מצווה קלה זה. He knows how difficult it is to reach real fulfillment of this easy mitzvah. והוא מספלט תמיד מחדש, he finds himself constantly amazed על התוכן העצום של מצווה קלה דאורייתא, about the immense content of an easy mitzvah דאורייתא. בזה ניגש להסלמד בקריאת שמע. With this introduction, we now proceed to do some training in קריאת שמע. ועד ראשון. בתחילה ננסה להבין את הפסוק הראשון של קריאת שמע. So initially we try to understand the very first פסוק. It begins, of course, Shema Yisrael. Al hakdama zois amru bechulin tzadi alef. Regarding this call, this summoning, Shema Yisrael, so Chazal comment in Chulin tzadi alef, Chavivin Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Malachi HaShareis. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Bnei Yisrael more than Malachi HaShareis. Yisrael mazkirin es Hashem achar shtei tevois. We mention Hashem's name after two words. In other words, Shema Yisrael, and then we mention Hashem's name. שנאמר שמע ישראל, followed by Hashem's name, ומלאכי השריס אין מזכירים את השם אלא אחר שלוש תבריס. מלאכי השריס are on a level inferior to בני ישראל. They only mention Hashem's name after three words, כדכסיב קדוש, 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 השם צבקויס. So when we call out our motto, the ultimate expression that the Jewish people have, שמע ישראל, two words and then Hashem, the מלאכים's great motto, קדוש, 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 three words to reach Hashem. That's the Gemara. Says the author, Malachi Asheres tzrichim hachana gdeila kedei lazkir Hashem. They need enormous preparation to mention Hashem's name. Hem magi'im el hazkaras shmo yisborach. They come to mention Hashem's name al yedei yisboinenus by reflecting on three concepts. Bikdushasoi bishmei merayma. The first kadosh is his kedusha in the heavens. Al ar'a arvad gevorteh. Then the second kadosh, his kedusha in the earth, where he does his mighty things, and the third kadosh ul netzach netzachim. This is, of course, taken from the Targum ascribed to Yonasan ben Uziel. If you look at the psukim there in Yeshayahu, and in our tefillah as well, we have this in Uva Letzion. So that's how he translates it: kadosh bishmei ar'a, and then bishmei meroima, then kadosh al ar'a, and then kadosh lenetzach netzachim. So then they reflect the third time on his eternity. That's their preparation before the Sei Hashem. Ve'ilu anachnu imrim rak shtei tevois elu. We, Bnei Yisrael, only say two words, Shema Yisrael, and then Hashem's name. Ve'ezo hachana yesh baze lazgaraz Hashem. What preparation is there in that, in hazgaraz Hashem? It's clear from Chazal over here that the Malachim require a threefold preparation. We are in some sense superior. We only require twofold, but there has to be some preparation to mention Hashem's name. The answer, Hevei Oimer, a pasuk in Tehillim, Noida Bihuda Elohim, BeYisrael Gadol Shemoye. A pasuk in Tehillim says that Elohim is known among the Jewish people. BeYisrael Gadol Shemoye. Dafka among the Jewish people is named great. VeChol Kirvas Elohim. Any closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. VeChol His Galus Shel Gadlusoy Gdushasoy Zborach. Any revelation of His greatness, His Gdusha, Genuzois Besich HaKlal Yisrael. Any aspect of Elokus is hidden within Klal Yisrael. Ulemashal, if we had to consider, Nochi haritzeh liskarev el HaKadosh Baruch Hu lakiroif. Nochi wanted to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know him. Elo shum derech achres lezeh. There's no other path. Rak umuchach lizgeyo. His only choice would be to become a Jew. There's no other way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lagoyim yesh teologio metafizika. They may have theology, metaphysics. אבל קרבה אמיתית אל הבורא, true, intimate closeness to the Creator, היא אך ורק ירושה מהאבויס הקדושים. Comes as a ירושה that we have from the אבויס, וסיידה של תירה שלנו. That's the side of the תירה. לכן, and therefore, in a nutshell, ההכנה להזכיר שמו יסבורכי, the preparation that's inherent in the words שמה ישראל, preparation for mentioning Hashem's name is, שנזדבק אל הכלל ישראל. To become part, to attach oneself to Klal Yisrael, to be an entity within this greater entity called Klal Yisrael. That's our preparation. כשיצאו ישראל למלחמה, ניגש משוח המלחמה, when Bnei Yisrael went out to war, there was this Kohen known as the משוח מלחמה, and the Pasuk in Parashas Shiftim in Shishi says, ואומר אליהם, שמה ישראל, אתם קרבים היום למלחמה. So he precedes his oration with these words, Shema Yisrael, and then he begins telling them things. ואמרו על זה בסיטה דף מבייס, מה ישנה שמה ישראל? Why is that the exhortation over here? אומר רבי יחנן משום רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, אומר לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, אפילו לא קיימתם אלא קריאת שמע שחרית ואביס. Even if the only thing you do is קריאת שמע morning and evening, אי אתם נמסרים בידם, you will not be delivered into their hands. אולם משוח המלחמה אומר רק שתי מילים, שמע ישראל. משוח המלחמה, that כהן only says two words, ומשמע שבהן לבדן כבר גנוז כל סוד ההשגחה האלוקית. So even רבי יוחנן speaks about fulfilling קריאת שמע, which we understand to be all three paragraphs, but the Kohen just says, Shema Yisrael, and it's mashma that in those words alone, the entire side of Hashem's involvement, Hashgacha, is within that. Vehem hem adavim, that's what you said in the previous paragraph. Mishtei teivois eilu, just from those two words. Yachol adam lamod al kol ha-shlemus b'emunah v'avodah. A person can ascertain all of perfection in emunah and avodah, im rak, if he does this, yishma hitev, meaning to understand well, ma'u Yisrael, the concept of Yisrael. If he's deeply cognizant of what it means to be Israel, that's the avodah. That's the sufficient preparation. V'day b'achana zoi kedei lazkir acharei Hashem ha-malei. That preparation is sufficient to be followed by the Shem Molei. That's what we're going to discuss in a moment. The concept of Shem Molei, which we have discussed elsewhere. Mikan le'divrei Hagra. So immediately we move on to the words of the Gaon hamuvaim besidur Hagra b'avnei Eliyahu, in the section of Avnei Eliyahu in his sidur. Ki Hashem Eloikenu, the next two words of the Shema, who Shem Molei, says the Gaon, Shem Molei, that's the fullness of the name. Ve'eino shere el al oilam Molei. It can only rest on a full world. Ve'chen Shema Yisrael, shiyu Yisrael meyachadim atzma umchabrim atzma b'machshava. They should connect themselves. Says the author, v'davar niflahu. There's a wondrous matter here. Amiras kias Shema. To recite Kiyashma properly, he has shoas Shem Malei al Adam. It's that Hashem's full name rests upon the individual. Lochen Adam tzich lios begeder Oilam Malei. But to merit it, the person has to have an aspect of Oilam Molei. Eicho magia lechach? How does one reach that? Al yedei shomer Shema Yisrael, by saying the introduction, Shema Yisrael, uvazeu misdabek bichlal Yisrael miskalel boi, by saying that. He attaches himself to Klal Yisrael, becomes part of that unit. The Klal Yisrael Olam Malei. Once he's part of it, Klal Yisrael is an Olam Malei, and Hashem Elokeinu, the Shem Malei, can rest upon Klal Yisrael. In this case, this individual who's made himself part of the Klal. Heim adavarim shamanu. That's what we explained above. What the Gaon is saying, ki b'seicha Klal Yisrael genuzeis kol ha-malos v'chol ha-asagos. Within Klal Yisrael are all achievements, all understandings of Hashem, all attachment. Ushtei milim eilu, and therefore these two words, Shema Yisrael, hein ha'achana nechoina lechaleis Shem Malei al Adam. That's the correct preparation for Hashem's full name, Hashem Elokeinu, to rest upon the individual. Now to explain this idea of Shem Molei. So the words are Shem Elokeinu. Shem Elokim orea la'ashgacha. Elohim indicates Hashgacha, so involvement through nature, through the events of this world. V'shem Havaya Baruch Hu Mireh Al Shehuiz Barach Nesin Chayus Lakoil. Shem Havaya indicates existence, the fact that Hashem is the source of life and dispenses life. V'yesh Hashgacha Kilalis Al Kol Alam, there's general providence over the entire world. V'Hashgacha Peratis Al HaKlal Yisrael, more intimate, more specific involvement in Klal Yisrael. Ve'alea anu korim Moisei's Baruch Elokeinu. Regarding this more intimate Hashgacha, we refer to Hashem as Elokeinu, our God. Shehu yiched Shemo aleinu. He attaches, his associates his name upon us or with us. Likroisei Elokei Yisrael. He's called Elokei Yisrael, not Elokei Agoyim or Elokei whatever, even though he is. But he only allows himself to be called Elokei Yisrael. Ve'lachen anachnu miyachadim Moisei's Baruch Yisrael kol b'nei Adam. And that's why we declare his unity more than anyone else. V'nei Hashem ha-mechaye ve'lokim ha-meshgiach. So the combination, Hashem ha-mechaye, that is the source of all life and dispenses life, and Elokim ha-meshgiach in his aspect that he is involved with humanity, with Klal Yisrael, with the individual, zeh Shem Molei. That's what we refer to as Shem Molei. And finally, Hashem Echad. Hashem Shu Elokeinu, Atah, this is the word, these are the words of Rashi in Vayeschanan, Hashem, who is our God now, Velo Elokei Mois Evdei Elulim, he's not the God of the nations, who osid lios Hashem Echad, but he will be one. Sheneimar, ki az hefoch elamim safa verura, in those days, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. All of them will proclaim the name of Hashem, ve'ne'emane da pasuk b'yomu yiyay Hashem Echad u'shmoy Echad. Says the author, Achdus Eis Baruch Inyan Neira, Hashem's oneness is really an awesome concept. Asher la'amitoi yizgale rak le'asid levoi. In truth, it will be fully revealed only le'asid levoi. Ka'asher kol harish'a kula ke'ashan tichlei, when all of wickedness will dissipate like smoke. These are, of course, words from the Machzor for Yamim Noraim. Ki Hashem Eis Baruch yavir memshel zadoin shel ha'raminaz, Hashem will cast away evil from the earth. And then he will reign upon all of his creatures openly. So to the fullest extent, Hashem's oneness will be revealed only in the future with the Geula. Ulam, however, HaKlal Yisrael Masig Eizoi Bechina Migilui Neira Zeh Kvar Bo Elam Azeh. Klal Yisrael attains some sort of aspect, some understanding of this awesome revelation already in Olam Azeh, Shatoi V'ra Meshamshim B'Yerbuviyah, in this world where it's not one, where we see good and evil mixed. V'navikan divei kedosh elyon, we're going to start the words of Rav Chaim Voloshin, ha-megalet tefach misod achdusei zbarach, he reveals a tiny bit of Hashem's unity b'mash agel k'yas shema, in the context of k'yas shema. V'hem divei nefesh chaim b'sha gimel pek yud alef. He writes, zeu gam kin b'chlal inyan pasuk ishon de k'yas shema, Hashem elokin Hashem echad, v'tzeli lomar lechavein. In these words, a person concentrates, Shoiz Barach Hu Elokeinu Balak Lichois, he is our God, he is the master of all forces, Umekoir Shoresh Nishmaseinu, it's our Neshamois are rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chayoseinu, he is the source of our life, V'shel Kol HaBoreim V'Olameis, he is the source of all created beings, all worlds, they're all rooted in him. V'af sheborra v'imtzi metzius kochos v'olamos v'yos. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what seem to be things that are distinct from him, all sorts of forces, worlds, creatures, it seems to negate his oneness. Im kozeis u'bevchinas havaya, he remains as the aspect of being ve'echad. From his perspective, one, she'ena b'ruim kulam chotzitzim chas v'chel el haklal neged achdusei ha'pashut. The b'ruim do not violate his oneness, his complete and simple oneness, ha'memale koel, the oneness that permeates everything, v'nika gam ato havaya v'echad. At all times, whether before the b'ria, after the b'ria, he is one. That's in Perek Yud Aleph. U'b'ferek ches sham, a little earlier he writes, Vaday ra'uy le'adam ha'yashar chacham leiv. It's certainly appropriate for a person of understanding ha'kavu kol yomim betalmud Torah v'mitzvos, a person who's rooted in learning and mitzvos, asher ne'emana es elokim ruchoy leida. It's appropriate for such a person leida metzius zeh inyan ha'neira, to know something about this concept, derech klal, at least generally, she'adoin yachid zibar Hashem malei eskol, that Hashem permeates everything, ve'ein od milevado yizbar, and really there's none beside him. Lehalhiv mizeh toh kedushas machshavtei, to enthuse oneself, to purify one's thoughts, la'avidas ha'tfila. V'chaven liboy be'ima, sorry, v'chaven liboy be'ima, v'ra'a v'reses, of course, the paraphrase of Chazal, to stand in awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'makoyim, in deference to the makoyim, mini hu mekomo shel olam. As Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makoyim, he is the place of the world. Kim Amram Zalak Chazal said, "Hamispaletzer sheyechaven liboy lamakoyim." V'chen amu fedamu Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, "Uchshata mispalel when you daven al tas v'chulei al tas the tefillah keva. Don't make it something routine and devoid of any passion. Ela rachamim v'tachanun v'fnei makoyim baruchu." Again, you see hamakoyim, this idea of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the world, the universe resides in him. He is the Makoyim. He permeates everything. Again, in the same vein as what the Tana told his Talmidim, no, first of all, before whom you stand. Similarly, in the first Pasuk, in the word echad, ra'oi le'oved amiti, it's appropriate for a true oved, lechavein b'kdushas machshavtoi, to have the kavanah, shu yizbarach shmo mitzidoi u'echad, from Hashem's perspective, he's one, even though it appears to us that there are so many bruim and whatever, he's one, kemashma'oi, gam b'chol ha'bruim kulam, achdus pashut levad kekodem ha'briah. For Hashem, even after the Bria, before the Bria, it's all one simple unity. Now, Hagoyin Rav Chaim Atzmoim Azir, Rav Chaim himself says that this is something one should not play with. This is not a trivial matter. Zeh Ayinan HaNira, this awesome matter. Ein HaDavar Amor LeChacham U'Meivin Mida'atoi. We're talking, it's only appropriate for a person who's Chacham and has understanding. Somebody understands the inner dimensions of the idea. To use it again to drive himself, to drive his purity of his heart for avodas tefila. So it's appropriate, but one must be circumspect. Like he says now, if a person focuses on this too much, it constitutes a tremendous danger. Don't know where it is. Imratz libcha shuv lamakoyim. About this is what he said. Some sort of caution. Shim shilu divrim kegachale esh. We know in Pekei Avos, Chazal's words are compared to embers of fire. She is zahir moed begachalasan. The Tana there warns us to be very careful. Shelo liskanes lisbonen vechko yoser midai. Not to enter and to examine and analyze too much. These matters, esoteric matters, where it's not advisable, and lest he be burnt. The author continues, we've brought the words of Rav Chaim Voloshin over here, we've cited them here. Perhaps somebody who worked through the previous Sharim properly and really tried to fulfill everything we've discussed up to now, he's beginning to be a chacham mevin midatoi. Those are the words of Rav Chaim. Lechalkel dvarim nisgavim ele b'mishpat. To know, to manage these things properly, not to go too far in these analyses. V'inei anu nosif kan ktsas be'ur kfi anu yisadas. We're going to add a little bit to the words of Rav Chaim. It's a point that we've really made before. Binyan hazimun amru. Chazal tell us in Brachos Daf Nun regarding zimun. Mibirkisav shel adam nikayim tamid chacham u'imlav. You can tell if a person is tamid chacham or not from his brachos. Keitzad, how so? Rebbe omer uvtuvoi chayinu arezet tamid chacham. If a person says uvtuvoi chayinu in Bekas HaMazoin, that's an indication, a symptom of tamid chacham. Umituvoi arezibu. But if it says umituvoi chayinu from his goodness, it's a bor. Even the two expressions are very similar. Uvtuvoy, mituvoy. And yet the difference is stupendous. Tamir Chacham all the way to a bor. So the author elaborates. V'ine b'mes anachnu chayim mituvoy. Of course, we live from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Aval mi she'omer kach eino makir klal esbo'i. A person who says mituvoy doesn't know his creator. B'mes tuvoy esbo'ach makir fosan mikol tzad. Hashem's goodness really encompasses us. We are immersed in it. He encompasses everything, he permeates everything, from Shir Yichud. And therefore, we live within Hashem's goodness. That's why Talmid Chacham says, Uv Tuvoy Chayin, not Umi Tuvoy. In His goodness, we live not from His goodness. Like the Gemara here says, Talmid Chacham says, Uv Tuvoy. That recognition only exists by Talmid Chacham. And of course, this is also relevant by Amenu when we all daven from a Siddur. It applies equally. Of course, we all say Uv Tuvoy. We read the words of the Siddur. But Talmid Chacham reads it. He lives it. Uv Tuvoy. He knows when he says Uv Tuvoy that we live within the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness and not just Mi Tuvoy. Me'ein Kavanazis. Something like this. Yeda Talmid Chacham lechavim gam amroi Hashem Echad. Based on the words of Gaon Rav Chaim Mivolozhin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates everything and is echad before the Bria and after the Bria. From his perspective, it's just one. It's something like what you say in Bechois, that the Talmid Chacham will have kavanah for when he says Hashem echad, then everything exists within one, within Hashem, and it's one simple unity. למעשה אנו חייבים לכוון פסוק ראשון זה כל מילה. As far as the law is concerned, we have to have kavana in this pasuk for every word. ואם יחסרנו הכוונה במילה אחת, if we lack kavana in even one word, חייבים לחזור על כל הפסוק. We are obligated to repeat the entire pasuk. כאן צריכים לכוון את השמות ככסיב וככרי. Here we have to have kavana for the names of Hashem, both as they are written and read, both of them. כלומר, היה, היווה ויהיה, that's for Hashem's name. So when it's written as the way that it's written, so Haya Veviye, and Adoin Koil, the way that it's spelled, Aleph Dalet, so Adoin Koil. So both of those kavanos together. Then Veshem Elohikeinu Takif Baal Yecholus Uvaal HaKochos Kolam, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, I think Siman Hey. And it's printed in many siturim. It means the master of all forces. And furthermore, Elokim Shelano, Elokeinu, our. So all of these kavanos are necessary. Nislamed eifoi lomar pasuk ze bimsilus rabba. What we need to train ourselves in is to say this pasuk with great deliberation. Unenase liknos latzmenu kol tochen advarim shisba'er bazeh. And try to acquire the content of everything we have said in this chapter. הסלמדוס זייס יכולה להימשך שבועי סרבים ואף חודשים רבים. This exercise can continue for many weeks and indeed many months עד שנהיה מרוגלים בזה בעזרת השם. It will become accustomed to it. עד כאן.